back to Hebrews chapter 1. And again, read the first four verses. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Now, last week I talked about God speaking, period. He didn't have to. But he spoke to the fathers. And even in the Old Testament, you'll find God is particular. God is selective. God has an election. He actually had an election. He talked to the fathers. He didn't talk to the world. He did it through the prophets, but that's who the message was for. Then we have the words, he says, hath in these last days spoken unto us. Us. Again, particular. Amen. By his Son. And I read some of the things that the Son said while he was here. The thing that got me here, Walter, was in times past and in diverse manners, God spoke to the prophets. And now he's spoken to us by his Son. The same person's doing the talking. It was Christ that spoke to the prophets. It was Christ that spoke to Moses. It was Christ that spoke to Adam in the garden. But it's the Son who's speaking to us in these last days. Christ was a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. If you study that out, you'll find out Melchizedek had no mother, had no father, had no beginning of days and no end of days. Melchizedek was Christ.
Right. He was Christ.
Yeah. He was Christ. But at that time, he had not been incarnated to be the Son.
Amen.
Melchizedek wasn't, and he was the Lamb of God. He's Christ come to this earth. It's all right, ma'am. But then he was incarnated, condescended to become flesh. And spoke to us. The message in the Old Testament was, he is coming. The Son spoke, said, I am here. The people took note of the way Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, spoke to them. He spoke to them as one who had authority, because he did. He spoke to them differently. Now, the other thing I wanted to point out was he spoke differently to different people while he was here. How he spoke to the multitudes was not how he spoke to the disciples. In these last days, he's spoken to us. But when he spoke to the multitudes, let me just turn there. It's Matthew 13. Just two verses here that just kind of galvanize a little bit of what I was thinking. Let's see, Matthew 13 and verse 34. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables. And without a parable spake he not unto them. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Then verse 36 says, Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares in the field. And he answered them. He did not answer the multitudes. He, in these last days, spoke to us things which had been secret from the foundation of the world. He said them aloud, and then he explained them to us, to his disciples. And his disciples wrote them down so that we have them now. The prophecy comes from the Psalms, where it says, I will open my mouth in a parable, I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. And Mark put it this way, and with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. Christ had a difference between them and us. The prophets spoke to the fathers of old. There has always been a message for the people of God, for the children of God, from God. In times of old, he spoke through the prophets. Then in the last days, he's spoken to us by his Son. We have it written down in black and white before us today in this book. The words of the Son for us. And the message is clear, even though it's been clouded by men, it's been obscured, it's been wrested, it's been lied about. The message is that I am here and I am come to save that which was lost. And he did save that which was lost. Of all that the Father gave him, he lost nothing. And he's going to raise it up at the last day. Those are his words for us. They're not for everybody, because everybody won't have them. They'll rest them. They'll say, oh, my goodness. Well, you know, the Father gave him everybody that would come to him. Well, technically, I guess that's true. They leave out the part that says no man can come except to be given him of the Father. They leave out the part that says no man can come except the Father which has sent me draw him. They leave out the part that says, ye must be born from above. And it's the Spirit that does it. It goes where it will. You don't know where it's coming from or where it's going to. It's the Spirit of God. Born from above to see or to enter the kingdom of God. They'll leave all that out. Well, if you come and pray a prayer, well, prayer never saved anybody. It's Christ that saves. Amen.
It's the Son that saves.
And the message is to us, the message is not to the world. He spoke as one with authority because the Son had been given the authority. John 5:27 put it this way, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. Now, why is this and how is this? Well, that's in the verse before. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. He has spoken to us by his Son. Well beloved, in whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. You don't have to hear me. You don't have to hear Walter. But you do have to hear He declared it himself. My sheep will hear my voice. They know my voice. And a stranger they will not follow. And I am not asking anybody to follow me. Because I'm not following me. I'm trying to follow him. The Father gave the authority to the Son. And the Son has the authority. Present tense. Still. Nothing's changed. God doesn't give something and then take it away. The Father has committed all judgment unto the Son. So if anybody's going to be judged, guess who's going to do it? The Father has given everything to the Son. Whom he hath appointed heir of all things. Now how much is that? That's pretty much all things. It's all things. Heaven, earth, under the earth, above the heaven. All things were committed and are given to the Son. He is the designated heir. Walter had been speaking about that, the sons of God. He is the Son of God. And he has been appointed heir. And here's what he said he would do while he was here. This is what he said while he was here. Of what he would do. And the Father's will. This is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing but raise it up again at the last day. This is the Father's will. The Son will lose nothing. That's as true now as it was true when he said it. The Son has never lost anything. The Son will never lose anything. This is the will of the Father which sent me. He's never lost a battle. He's never lost a skirmish. He's never lost an argument. He's never lost a war. He's never lost a soul. That's what he's talking about there. That's what he's talking about there. I will raise it up at the last day. And he will raise up everything and everyone that the Father has
given him. It's going to happen.
I believe it was Christ who spoke to the prophets, but it is as the Son that Jesus Christ has spoken to us. And it is as the Son of God, the brightness of glory, the express image of his person, that he speaks to us. The Son of God has spoken to us, and we have it in written form. He made all things, by whom also he made the worlds. The heir made his inheritance. It's his. As far as the election goes, like I said, it's here. He spoke to the fathers in the old days. He speaks to us by his Son. He speaks to his chosen people in his chosen manner, in his chosen time, and in his chosen place. And his people here. That's also been given us. But this choice was made before the foundation of the world. And the world won't have it. The choice was made before the foundation of the world. In Christ, we were chosen. His people were chosen. Before the one who made the world made the worlds. And they were chosen in him who made the worlds. Before he made the worlds. The heir made his inheritance. And we are a part of that inheritance. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Now, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. We don't have any power. He's got it all. I can't handle power. But he can. I don't know anything about power, if you really want to know the truth about it. Not this kind of power. The power to give life to the dead. The power to give love to those who are unlovable. The power to give hope and faith and every good and perfect gift that comes down from the Father above, the Father of lights. Christ has that power. And he gives gifts to his people. He gives to his people. He made us joint heirs with him. And when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. I said it before, I'll say it again. Redemption is complete in Christ. He had, past tense, purged, past tense, our sins. His offering was accepted by God, which he made that offering to God. That offering is not to us. There is no more offering. Our sins are purged. Our sins are gone. Our sins have been punished. If you're one of the us that the Son is speaking to. I stand before you, sinless and sinner at the same time. One day, I'm going to be perfect. By His grace, by His power, I'm going to be perfect. But right now, this day, my sins have been purged. Why? Because He sat down after He had purged them. If He wasn't finished purging them, He wouldn't sit down. And it's not that He was tired, it's just that He was done with that part. That part's done. Sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Being made so much better than the angels, He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. I have lost battles. I've lost skirmishes. I've lost arguments. If it was up to me, I'd lose myself. But it's not up to me. And it has never been up to you or to me. Salvation is of the Lord, which means salvation is all of grace, which means redemption is all of grace, which means sanctification is all of grace, which means regeneration is all of grace, which means faith is all of grace. All of it is by, through, and because of Jesus Christ, the Son, who came and spoke to us in these last days. Every bit of it. Chapter 2 of Hebrews says this then, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let slip. Slipping I can do. Forgetting I can do. It's remembering I have problems with. It is. There are times when I have to stop and remember my own name. But I know His name.
Amen.
And to that name, to that man, the God-man, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord to the glory of the Father. And the old saying is, you can do it now or you can do it later. I want to bow to Christ. I want to love Christ. I want to know Christ. I want to know the Son who has spoken to us in these last days. But most of the people I know don't care, don't know, and don't want to know. And I used to be there. But by His grace, I'm not there now.
by his power, I'm not there now. And by his power, I and all of his children will never be there again. It's by his power. He's promised it. And he's able to perform that which he has promised. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this time, this place. Most of all, thankful for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who did purge our sins, who did sit down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, and help us to give the more earnest heed to what he has said to us, that we won't let these things slip. In his name we pray, amen.